Okay, so what we're going to get into tonight is we're going to discuss when exactly does pas about bekistin switch over to being pas. This is something which is extremely relevant la halacha, very common, is at what point in halacha does pas about bekistin switch over from being no longer what we call pas about bekistin, but switching over now to be bread to the extent where you have to bench and wash on it. Meaning, there's no question that a person eats a little bit of a bagel, and a person takes half of a bagel, he has to bench and wash if it's a kazayis, because it's by nature considered pas. So pas of a kistin at some point switches over and becomes bread. The question is, at what point does it switch over and become bread? And it might switch over sometimes more quickly than we think it does. And we'll get into that hopefully this evening as well. So let's start back from where, again, we're not done yet with pizza, because we're going to continue to bring up pizza one more time to see maybe another way of looking at pizza from a halachic standpoint. By the time we're done, you're not even going to bother eating pizza because it's just too complicated. You'll just go for the bagel instead. But in any case, or wash, right, which is not a bad mahalach, I think, to wash. We mentioned in the past that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that one slice you don't wash. So I always thought, and I think that is the assumption, that according to Rav Moshe, you have to wash on two slices. So I have a fellow in my shul who grew up in the Lower East Side by Rav Dava Feinstein. And he said, Rav Dava Feinstein said only two or more. So if you have one slice and two slices, you don't have to wash. It's if you go for that into the third slice. So let's say you have two and change, then you have to wash. I'm not sure, I didn't understand that that's what Rav Moshe meant. Again, it's hard to know. Rav Moshe didn't write it anyway. This is all hearsay from Rav Moshe. But I thought the logic is, again, we'll see a little bit more about this. It really has to do with, A, when does it switch over from being a snack to being a meal? Or when is it normal for people to eat it? I think it's not crazy for two slices to be a pretty standard meal. So to say that Rav Moshe held even two, you don't have to wash, I find that a little bit interesting. I would think not, but he said he heard this from David Feinstein. Okay. No, so for one slice, we know Rav Moshe held, you don't have to wash them, which again, might change today depending on, also we'll get into later, I think it very much depends on what group of people you have. Let's say, for example, kids, that's supper for the kids. I know. I asked my daughter today in Beis Yaakov, Queens, today was lunch day, it's pizza day. I said, how many slices do they give the kids? Each kid gets one slice, and that's lunch, that's all they get them. So that's clear that they're telling them that one slice is their lunch. So if one slice is their lunch, they have to bench and wash. Most kids eat one slice, yeah, I think so.
Would Rav Moshe said something different?
No, it doesn't matter about the person. We learned already. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Kviya Suda is totally on the velt. So we'll see. There's a ber halacha, which is a machlokes. How to learn the ber halacha? Do we go group by group? How group by group do we go? There's so many different groups of people in the world. Yeah.
If you eliminate all the toppings of the pizza, so it's just dough. So does it take on more of? So it's really a slice of pizza.
Right.
Take off the cheese. But right. Then you bread, and then you would bench.
If you take the cheese off.
No,
I don't think so. I think it'd still be considered possible. If you hold it's possible bekistin, so it's still possible bekistin, even though, because that was the way it's made. It's still made like that. So I gave this share in my shul, and a guy says to me, you know, I normally wash on one slice. I said, okay. He said, oh yeah, by the way, but my kids had crust left over, and I ate the crust that I made in Mizinus. I said, that's wrong. And if you hold that one slice of pizza is pas, because you hold this pashtida, so if you ate a little bit of a bagel, you wouldn't think about, you wouldn't have a tzad not to wash, so I'm not sure what the difference is. So someone brought up to me something interesting, we didn't talk about this. You know, they sell bagel pizzas. They sell them in the freezer section, right? It's a bagel. They also sell mini bagel pizzas. So a guy wanted to tie it to me that the mini bagel pizzas, why don't we argue that those are made like a snack? Like we saw from the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the truth is, it might depend how it's made. If it's made as a bagel, it might not really matter. I mean, if it's a little bagel baked, and then they add the cheese and the sauce, it doesn't matter. But if they bake it from the beginning with the batter, with the dough, as a little mini bagel, so I can hear someone making the argument, so that's like made for a snack, and then maybe you don't have to wash. We'll get into some more of the different food groups, hopefully throughout the share. But I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that chiddush that this fellow told me, B'shem Rav Dava Feinstein. I thought that was a chiddush. I always thought that's not what Rav Moshe meant. But again, I'm not even sure what Rav Moshe would say today. Again, things have changed. Maybe now again, I think it might depend on what group you're in. We'll see. You know, for teenage boys, one slice is for sure not a meal. Maybe even two is not. Maybe three is. And for older people, they eat much less. We'll get to that. Hopefully a little bit more today. So we're not done with pizza yet. We're going to put it on the side and we'll deal with other things and then we'll come back to it. We'll see the opinion of Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Yitzchak Abadi. We'll come to more of the contemporary Paiskim as well. My plan was to finish everything in one night tonight. Rabbi's Machshav is Bulevish. Okay, we'll see what happens. But okay, so let's go. So we learned, yeah.
This horse to death, but said before, so when Rav Moshe or other Paiskim said that, in a community where everybody only eats a certain item as a snack. Even if you stuff your face and eat 10 of them, you still can wash.
So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's Machloikis Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins by us, which we're going to read Mamish in 2 seconds, that we're Kaveya, what we call Kviya Suda, right? We all know that let's go back to Pasa Baba Kistin for a second, but we'll put pizza on the side. When it comes to Pasa Baba Kistin, so we learned last time there's 3 ways of defining Pasa Baba Kistin. One is that it has a pocket full of sweetness, like a pie. The other pshat is that it's baked in very sweet sweeteners into the dough. And the third pshat is very crackly like a cracker. Those are the 3 pshat in the Pasa Baba Kistin. Now, not every food hits all 3 of those pshatim. The Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't have to hit all of them. As long as it meets 1 of the 3, it's deemed pasah b'kistin. So the question is, so what? So what happens with that? So the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Mem Beis, that once acherim kavoyin olav, once other people eat this as a meal, it now becomes pasah b'kistin. It now becomes a regular pas with the Tios Yedayim, Hamoitzi, and the whole shebang. Question is, what's that shear? That's where we left off last week. So if you look very quickly, I'm not going to read it inside, but number 1 is the Mechaber and Kuf Samaches. The Mechaber told us, Mechaber said like this, if a person eats Pasah Baba Kistin, he makes him a Zaynus. However, if he eats the amount that other people are Keveya on it, then it becomes a Hamoitzi. Now, the $1 million question for tonight's shear is, what is that shear? How do you define Sha'achirim Kovin Olav? Other people are Kaveh on it. Is that a number? How exactly are we supposed to figure that out?
It's safer than it shows actual pictures of cookies.
I brought it. That only helps us half the way. We'll see. We'll get to that. This safer always makes me hungry. The pictures are so good. I'm telling you, it always makes me hungry. Try to stay clear of it on a fast day. But yeah, this is a great safer. Now, there are very chashma people that I know that are not into the safer. They don't believe that Kosh Baruch Hu expects us to walk around with one of these from in our back pockets, measuring everything we eat. But it's helpful. It's very helpful. The author is Reb Pinchas Bander, very chashma v'yid in Lakewood. He wrote a lot of very, very geshmaka svarim. I saw he's speaking, I think, one of these events. He's actually giving a share on brachas. It's very helpful. The pictures are drawn perfectly. Now, I don't understand the math of it, but if you're a math or science guy, you open up the beginning of it, he'll explain to you how he came to this with the measurements and this, that, and the other. He lost me on the first page. But for those that are more savvy in this area, you can appreciate how he came to this conclusion. Why did he decide that whatever number he decided is a kazayas or a kabeya? But we'll get to that hopefully at some point. But I want to focus on the mechaber first. The mechaber says, acherim kovin olav. Good. So let's make believe we don't know what that is. But I want to get to the end of the mechaber for a second. The mechaber writes, the typical case. Let's just make up for a second that 2 slices of pizza is kviya suda. Let's just make that up. So a person eats two pieces of pizza, he has to bench and wash. What happens if a guy is not planning on eating pizza for supper, but the pizza's out and he starts nibbling, and by the time he finishes, he ate 2 slices of pizza. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, in that case, he has to bench. Now what happens if the guy is halfway through his first slice, and he already knows that he's going for the slice number 2, right? He wasn't supposed to eat pizza, but you know what? It's in front of you, and even better if it's free, he ends up eating more than you anticipate. So what does he do? That somebody like he switches over? Like, what does he do? So if you look at the end of number 1, the Mechaber writes, Vim ocho shir shachem ein kovin olav. I'm sorry, let's go before that. He writes, Vim etchilo hayim medayt elechem menomat. Let's say originally you planned to eat only a little bit. Uberich be'er min mezaynis. He made a mezaynis. V'yachach ocho shir shachem kovin olav. And then by the time you're done, you ended up eating 3 slices of pizza. Says the Mechaber, Yivarech ala birchas hamazon af al pish leberich hamoisi tchila. In that case, you'd have to make a bench, even though you didn't make a hamoisi. So the question is, why didn't I make a hamoisi at some point? I mean, let's say, for example, I have to have my first slice, and now I'm going for slice number 2, so why don't I stop, wash, make a hamoisi, and then venture into slice number 2? Maybe you should. We'll have to see. Now,
but then you won't have a shear to make a bracha on it,
maybe. Ah, that's the problem. Right, that's the problem. So let's go a little bit out of order here for a second, and let's jump to the end of number 2. You see where it says in the end of number 2, it says the sifkot and chavav in the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says you bench, you make hamazon. Why? Kimish hishl mishir kvi suda. So Mishnah Berurah is explaining very simple. Why would I have to bench? The reason is you bench because you ate a suda. You had 2 slices of pizza. Aval hamoitzi ein tzarech levareich. But why don't you have to make a hamoitzi? Says the Mishnah, you don't have to make hamoitzi al mashadim lachol echol when you changed your mind to eat the second slice. Kiven the aim of mashad monochafon of achashadim lachshir kviyasuda. Because the 1 slice alone is not enough. Elo biyachid imash yachol kvar. Says the Mishnah, you can't make a hamoitzi because you don't have enough in front of you going forward. It's only together with what you did in the past. And you can't make a hamoitzi lemafreya. Right, so if you would have 2 slices, exactly. I mean, if you had your first slice, and now you're planning on going for another 2, then the chayri should make amoytz according to the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mishnah says, "V'me'emis yeshik v'yasuda b'mashal ochal da'imam." Is David's case. Let's say you have in front of you enough for a suda. So again, you started off saying, "I'm not eating pizza for lunch. I'm snacking." So you had one slice. Then you said, "You know, forget it. I'm going for the pizza." So now you have two slices in front of you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Yeah, in that case, you should go wash." Tzarech lito yodav levarach amoytzi. Then 100%. Then you got to switch over. Switch over, because now you're switching over from snack into meal. No, because now you're switching over. You're switching over to new bracha. So the Sharetzion writes, what about Avlinya Bichas Boyim Mizainis? What about Mizainis? Tolo im hayanimloch gomer. I mean, it depends on your mindset. If you changed your mind, it depends like what happened over here. Meaning, if I mamish changed my mind after slice number one, and I said that's it, I was only going to have one slice, and I totally changed my whole outlook, my whole night. I'm going for two slices. Then says the Sharet Zion number three. Then tzarich levarach b'yim mizaynus. Ken kasu amachta shekel. Okay, we'll talk about this maybe a different time about what do you do with the mezainis. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, halacha l'maisa, if a guy has one slice of pizza and that goes into the two slices, so if he's just going to have one slice more, that's not enough for hamoitzi, so then he doesn't make hamoitzi. But if Itaka is going to have another two, three slices, then he should wash, to go the whole thing, wash, make hamoitzi, and move on.
He does bench,
yes, because at the end of the day, he ate enough. Assuming there wasn't a long time frame break. Okay.
And the one Mishnah Berurah definitely says so far, no, not to wash.
Again, I'm making up what I consider non-Kaviyah Suda. What's non-Kaviyah Suda in my mind will go like with Moshe, meaning, I'm just giving you an example of a possible B'kist. Now, let's go back to number two, which is the million-dollar question on tonight's series. What is considered Kaviyah Suda? This is the question for pizza. This is the question for cookies and cakes. This is the question of when do you switch over from the family of Pasa Baba Kistin into the family of Hamoitzi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasvu Achreinim. He quotes him Achreinim. Before we even get into that, there's another issue we have to talk about. Dim Achloi Levadoi. How did you eat the Pasa Baba Kistin? Meaning, let's say, for example, crackers. Crackers are Pasa Baba Kistin. So how many crackers do you eat to become Pas? That's one question. Question number two is, what happens if you eat the crackers with a side dish? So you eat the crackers with the side dishes, that change the makeup of the meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dim Ochel Levadoi, if you eat it by itself, Tzorech Sheyochel Shir Shacherim Megiyim L'Zvaya Mimenu Levadoi. You have to eat the amount that people get satiated by it alone. So crackers, whatever that number is going to be, that's amount if you eat, you then become Chayv in Amoitz. Vim Ochlu Im Basar Eidvar Macherim. Let's say you eat the Pasta Baba Kistin with something that goes along with bread. This is a very important phrase. Shemelaf simba esapas. It goes along with the bread. What is something that goes along with bread? Tuna fish, egg salad, chicken, you name it. Right? Anything that goes along with bread, now it changes the scenario. I mean, let's say, for example, a guy has crackers. This is so typical. How many people will have crackers with tuna fish because they think to themselves, oh, I don't have to bench because it's crackers, right? Not so poshut. Because now it could be you just turn this whole shtickel over here into a whole suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you're going to eat the Pasa Baba Kistin with something that goes along with bread, then Sagi Kish Ochel, it's enough when you eat Shir Shachem Magim L'Soy Menu Kishloichim Gam Kein Im Dvar Machir. Then it's enough when you figure out how many crackers does a person eat with tuna fish. What would a person call lunch with crackers and tuna fish? You don't eat that much. You'd be surprised.
Six, seven
crackers with, for tuna fish. Okay. So we'll have to see how to figure this out.
To wash and bench on less crackers than you just eat the crackers by themselves.
Correct. Possibly. Then he writes, Achim ochel levadoi v'sov menu. What happens if I just ate the seven crackers that I would eat with my tuna fish and I was full from it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Av shachem lo hoi sov menu levadoi. Even though most people don't just eat the seven crackers, they eat the seven crackers with the tuna fish. But if I would eat the seven crackers with the tuna, then I would be full. Gam kem lo yamin bot lo taitei. In that case, we don't say butla daite that you're weird. So Mishnah Berurah threw a lot at us. First of all, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you ask yourself, let's say, for example, there's two scenarios. Scenario number one is you have crackers with tuna fish, and you eat the crackers with the tuna fish. Scenario number two is that you would normally have seven crackers with tuna fish, but you're eating the crackers by themselves. And you happen to be full from the seven crackers, or the eight crackers, whatever it is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case, you'd also have to bench and wash on those eight crackers. So
where is the case where you have tuna fish and crackers in front of you, and you just start eating? You don't have a set amount.
Oh, so that's what we're going to have to figure out. So what is that amount?
But if you were just setting it out, would you just say mezonos and start eating?
Depending on what the numbers are going to be for everything. Meaning, again, when you're cheshbening in your mind lunch, so if you're going to have the crackers with the tuna fish, that's rule number one. Then you're going to have the crackers without the tuna fish, but this same amount of crackers, I would have eaten with the tuna fish, but I'm not eating tuna fish. But that's the amount I have when I have tuna fish and crackers. 7, 8, 9, whatever the number is. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you eat 8 crackers, and you're full from 8 crackers, you have to bench and wash. Because that's the number of crackers I have when I have tuna fish also.
I didn't think we were talking even with pizza whether you're full or not. We didn't.
This, no, so
he, whether or not it's a meal.
Right. Because here the Mishnah Berurah is coming up with a new chiddush. He's coming up with a chiddush that if you take a pasuk of Bakistan and you put it up with other foods, so now it also becomes more chashev in the world of eating. So let's say, for example, you take a slice of pizza, you throw in a french fries and a salad, that's a shayna meal, right? Right. Crackers and tuna are going to ruin also. Flatbreads are going to be ruined. Those of you who like flatbreads, they're very good. They're healthy. They're great bread. Yeah, we'll get to that. 100%. And the kichel?
And a couple pieces of cake.
So the kugel, we really need to have a separate shear on. Many years ago, we had a shear on lakshin kugel. Whether or not lakshin kugel is really possible with kistin. Normal pasta is not. But a lakshin kugel is rebaked. The noodles were boiled, but then they're baked into a cake, into a kugel. So it's a big deal in the Paiskim. I was looking at my notes some years ago. We must have done this shit like 10 years ago. Michael will tell us when exactly. But we talked just about lakshin kugel, noodle kugel. Because you're right, avada pasta is not a problem.
We did it the same time we did these, Shiram, about the cookies, the cake, the pizza.
Right. So what was the year, Michael?
2012, right, okay. After the sushi.
There you go, 2012. It's a long time ago. We got to do chazar. So that's a separate shayla because noodles avada are not a problem. Halach l'maisa, noodles are not a problem. You can have 82 bowls of noodles. You'll never have to bench and wash. The problem with noodle kugel is that you boiling it is what makes it not a problem. Meaning bread is not boiled, right? So noodles are boiled. They're for sure not in the bread family. But here I took the noodles, then I baked it again. I baked it in the oven. That's the issue with the bagels. Even though they're boiled, but then they're rebaked. So that's a big discussion in the Achrayim, which would make a very big problem at a Kiddush. If you're a big noodle kugel eater, or Yushalmi kugel, and Eretz Yisrael, that's the whole Kiddush, is Yushalmi kugel, right? So then you have to figure out, does it go back to being path because I baked it? So the cakes are for sure a problem, right? And the thing is really the kichel. How many people love to eat kichel with herring? They could sit there all day. Kichel and crackers and herring, they're an oilam haba, right? This is all people need. That and their cholesterol go straight to the sky, they're good to go, right? So Shiloh, at what point do you say to yourself, you guys ate too much? So we're going to have to see that. That's really what I want to get to, hopefully, sometime today.
You mentioned about your acherum, or
sodeyah. Right.
So I find that part very confused. So how do we know what's an established amount?
Like, so that's what we're going to see.
The guy's pulls on 6 crackers, the other guy needs 6.
Right, so that's what we're going to figure out. That's exactly the Shiloh today. How do we pinpoint that number? So let's see. The Mishnah Berurah writes the following. So again, keep in mind what we just read. We read something very important from the Mishnah Berurah, which the Aruch HaShulchan says the Mishnah Berurah made up. He didn't make it up. He called it a Magen Avraham who made it up. That we all of a sudden factor in other foods. Right? Ron was bothering. What was factoring other foods? I thought we just look at the food itself. No. The Mishnah Berurah told us the Chesed of the Magen Avraham. We brought in our horizon of a meal to not only include the actual Pasuk B'Kistin, but to include all the things that go around it. Now let's go back to the Aleph Beis. What is considered to be a suda? Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'hine, le'inyine ruvei tchumin, when it comes to a ruvei tchumin, misim in shin samachas iso, the sheer suda hu sholosh she'aber beitzim. When it comes to the shiloh of a ruvei tchumin, so there the halach is that the definition of a sheer suda is either 3 or 4 beitzim. Now keep in mind, how much is a beya? Approximately half of a kezais. So if you're going to double, so if you want to know how many kezaisim make up 3 or 4 beitzim, so you got to just cheshbon how much a kezais is. This book has everything in the form of kezais. So you have to transfer everything over from kezais into kebe, which is not terribly hard if you have basic mathematical abilities or a calculator. I did this year on Shabbos in my shul and everyone was lost because you couldn't use a calculator. It wasn't exactly complicated math, but today everything is, we got used to doing it on the phone. So what's the math? Says the Mishnah Berurah, 3 or 4 beitzim. Because v'kam achreinim duhu adin kan choshev kezeh shir kvi yisuda. So the shir kvi yisuda is 3 or 4 beitzim. It's machloikis tanoim, machloikis rishayim, how it works by erev, so here also. Now, 4 beitzim, how many kezayis would be 4 beitzim? If half a kezayis is a beya, this is easy guys, it's 8 kezayis. Right? Eight kazesim. Okay? Eight kazesim. Four beitzim would be eight kazesim. Now, one slice of pizza is eight kazesim.
So you'd have to crush up the crackers?
No. I'll tell you in a second how many crackers equal... we'll go through that. But just for to put it into your mind, the way it works in your mind it would be is that three or four is considered shir kvi. Now, this is the easiest way of doing it. Three or four beitzim is kvi asuda, nothing more to talk about. You don't have to worry about how you're eating it. That's all you have to figure out. Now, just for fun, right? We'll open up his book. How many kazaisim go into all different foods? So let's go like this. Two franks and blanks are a kazais. So how many franks and blanks do you have to eat to turn that into eight kibetzim?
16.
So if a guy, I think people do that. I don't think normal people eat that much, but I think if a guy's really bored out of smorgasbord, he will have 16 to 18 franks.
Two franks and blanks is equal to what?
One kazais.
How many kazais do you need to eat?
Eight.
Oh, okay.
So right? That's a lot. It sounds like a lot.
Is it cumulative of mizanos?
No. So the number that I'm giving you is after they calculated all the details.
No.
Yeah. They calculate.
You have a piece of cake, which is one kazai.
Right.
Then you only have to have 12.
And
no.
Cake
yeah. We'll get to that. That's a big machlokes achronim. What's mitzdarif to what? What goes with what? I told you the tuna goes with the crackers. What about the cake with the tuna? Does tuna and cake go together? Right. So it sounded like from the Mishnah Berurah that any things that are melafes es apas, they go together with bread. So there are certain things that go together with bread. We see with Moshe as a most of us wouldn't put cake together with coleslaw. That's not exactly a shidduch, right? They don't really go together. But you would put crackers with coleslaw, right? That's a logical concoction.
That's not what I'm asking. If you have 12 francs and blanks,
right?
Okay, so you're still under eight kazais. But then you have a piece of cake.
Nice. Right. So that's for sure it goes together. Yeah. Again, if those two things go with each other.
Why do they have to go?
Because how else do you connect them?
Egg rolls.
Well, okay, so we'll see. Possibly simply saying yes. You ate a lot of pasta babakistan. It doesn't have to necessarily be wrapped together.
It could be the same.
No, pasta's not. My chiddush is going to be that you can eat some pasta babakistan and some side dishes, and that all adds up to the shir.
That are not
even mizanos themselves, which is even a bigger chiddush. We'll have to get to all that. But so let's go like that. So that's another example. Let me give you another example. A slice of pizza is eight kazesim. Okay? So it means forget all the tumult about pizza. That's ready for kibetzim. Let's see what else. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to say you should always not eat something that's four kibetzim because of this problem.
Right,
I'm saying, unless you're going to wash. Let's say, for example,
it's a slice of rye bread.
How much is a slice of rye bread? Well, you have to wash it anyways.
I know, but it just feels weird.
To what?
A slice of rye bread is less kazesim than a slice of pizza.
It really is kazesim.
But it's depending. I don't know how big a slice of pizza, slice of bread is. I have to see what he says over here. I got to check it. I'm telling you what he says. This is Rapinchal Bodner's. You can disagree. I'm not saying it's etched in stone over here. But I forgot what he says over here about the bread. So again, just to give you an example, just to put into your head. Let's say sandwich cookies. Typical sandwich cookies. Two and a half sandwich cookies is a kazais.
Wow.
So how many sandwich cookies are eight kazaisim?
16,
20. 20. Right, 20 cookies. Which, again, I had a Talmud who told me once he opens the pack, the whole pack is gone. The pack is gone. So that and milk, you're good to go. Until we ruin that also, guys, one day we'll have a share. You can't really have milk in the...
Cereal is going to become...
Depending on the cereal. Not all cereals are pasta babakistan. Some are, some are not. The classical example would be Cheerios. Cheerios probably would be considered typical pasta babakistan. So the question is, if a guy has a lot of Cheerios, which not hard to do, you sit there with a box of cereal and milk and something good to read, that's good for me to go, right? I can sit there eating that. So we'll have to see. We'll have to get to a blineder. Now, I'm just giving you to put into your heart so you can just, let's say, for example, arugula. My arugula are one of those popum things, right? So he holds 3/4 of arugula as a kazais. So if 3/4 of arugula is a kazais, so how many do you need to get to 8 kazaisim?
6.
Is that right?
Yeah, 6.
Right? 6 arugula in one sitting is so crazy. People do it, I think, easily out of Kiddush. I don't think it's so crazy.
What? Ragel is 3/4 of a kazayis, you need 8 kazayis.
A 3/4 of a ragel is a kazayis.
3/4 is a kazayis, and you need 8 kazayis.
So how many ragels do you need? Not 6, you need more than 6.
Yeah, you need much more than that, because 6 times 3 is 18 divided by 4 is 4.5.
3/4 of a ragel is a kazayis.
Right.
And you need 8 kazayis.
And you need 8 kazayis.
So it's more than 6. It's, it's a lot more. It's, no?
It's going to be whatever 3 times...
3/4 times 8. 3/4 times 8. That's like 10 or 11, right? Is that what it is? 3/4 times...
Because 3 times whatever, let's say 10.
It's 3/4, 3/4 times 8.
It's only
6.
12, I
think.
It's still 6?
It is
6.
3?
No, it's
10. 10.
No, 3/4 is only 4.
3/4 times 8?
Imam should be about 12. Because 12, 3/4 is equal to 8. It's 12, right?
12. Right, 3/4 of a ragla, 3/4. So let's make it easy. Right? Yeah. 3/4 of a ragla is a kazayis.
Right.
And you need 8 kazayis.
Right. You need 8 kazayis. So 3 times 11 is 33. Right. Divided by
4
is
8. Right. So how many? What did we say? 11?
11.
Okay. It's a lot. It's a lot.
That's
to eat. But this one I find is the most negeah. All kidding aside, is a black and white cookie. 1/6 of a black and white cookie is the big ones, not the little ones, right? 1/6 is a kazayis.
That doesn't make sense.
1/6, that's too
small. No, that's way.
That's what he says.
Which one?
The big ones. Yeah. So 1/6 is a kazayis.
A pizza is 8 kazayis, and a black and white is 1/6 of a kazayis. Impossible, right? Math doesn't.
No. No, the big ones, not the little ones, not the little ones. The big ones. The big ones they sell in the bakery. You get those big ones.
G&I, if you go in
sure.
Black and white,
sure.
That's only 1/6 of a kazayis?
No. 1/6 of a black and white is a kazayis.
Oh, okay.
So now, how many black and white? So we, how many you get to 8?
1 1/3.
Right. So I've done it for sure. Had 2 black and whites back to back. It's so not a big deal. Yeah, it's not. That's not crazy. According to, I'd rather have to like the blue and the pink more than the black and the white, personally. But that's shoes for a different time. That's right. It used to be you could only get blue and whites on Israel, but they changed it. Now you can get it all the time. Baruch Hashem. So according to this, if you have 2 black and whites, that's right. The Shom Zachar give them out also.
If you have one black,
who's hungry yet? I don't know. I know I'm already hungry. Yeah.
If you have 1 black and white and 3 ragalach, then.
So, right. You might get yourself into trouble. Right.
No,
that's
more likely than 2 black.
Yeah. So kichel, he ground. I have to see if he talks about kichel, right? Because you have to cheshbon. That's what he does. He takes cheshbon, the ear and the volume and all this, and how to, right? Sponge cake, like for example, sponge cake is tricky because you squish it down. It's mostly ear. Okay, so now that's just to give some dogmas in your mind of what we're talking about. Now, the what? So that's what we have to see. How do we paskin?
Look at Chasher Yidden that we're taking a slice.
Right.
Most of the fathers take a slice with their kids. See, anybody go to
see, my cash is not on the father. My cash is on all the kids that don't wash.
But why the father? Because you're taking.
So the fathers, it's a higher level. But for kids, kids eat one slice of pizza. That could be.
I think it's about machshava. You never go in thinking you've got 2 slices. There's another one.
I don't know. Depends. You go after. I'm saying you go after pizza. You go. You take the kids, the grandkids. You go after pizza. You know this is what you guys are having, right? So you know you're gonna have whatever it is, 2-3 slices.
You always order 1 slice.
Right. So younger kids, I think it's gonna be a big problem. We'll get to. Hopefully, I thought we'd get much further in. But okay. So let's see. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. So either we work with 3 or 4 beitzim as our gedder. Now the reason why this sheet is nice is because it's easy. You just have to figure out what a kazayis is, times it by 8, and you know what to do. I'm saying it's nice, but it's manageable. Meaning, you don't have to start figuring out what, you don't have to start taking polls and what do most people do. You get your number, you times it by 8, and you have what you need. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, the kasvu kama achreinim duha din kan, okay, avo kama achreinim va'akuro b'cholam cholkin, but not everyone agrees to this measurement. Not everyone agrees that 3 or 4 beitzim is the deciding factor. And who are one of those major bar pluktas? The Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim says, no, nothing doing. That's not the way we calculate this. So how do we calculate it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ebechal v'srile de'ein levarach amoyitzi b'chzamozen elo kishir sudas keva. I'm right under the Yud test in the Mishnah Berurah number 2. Says the Vilna Goyim, as many other achreinim, we don't measure it by numbers. We ask ourselves, would this be a meal supplement? Elo shir suda kavua shu shal erev v'biker. Now, that sounds very nice in English, but how on earth are you supposed to figure that out? Some people eat bigger, some people eat smaller, some people don't eat meals, some people eat snacks. That's why this shita is harder than the standard, okay, just measure it and move on. So now we have two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. So how do we pass it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ukamashkas says Mishim Shalakir, Vechemitas Beshko, the Muchach, Shusavakin. Vechenoid the Yoyz of Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he thinks that the wording of the Shulchan Aruch sounds more like the second shot, which is about meal supplements, than it is about volume. Okay. Umikamakim. Lechatchila toiv lachosh ledas amachmirim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, preferably you should be strict. So lechol arba beitzim. You should not eat four beitzim. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, you should not have one slice of pizza. Even whatever you hold about pizza. Without washing. The kol shekein, and definitely if it's something that meets like all the criteria of pasa baba kistin. Now pizza meets at least one maybe criteria of pasa baba kistin. But let's say it's something that's vade pasa baba, maybe hits all three or at least one of the three for sure checks off pasa baba kistin. After mevorb said the al haka al kopon bevade yeshlochus ledasa machmir menal. So if you read this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like to me the Mishnah Berurah holds anything that's four beitzim or more, stay clear of unless you're going to bench and wash. That's what it sounds like to me. Right? Four beitzim, eight kazesim, stay close. So if you're going to sit down and have a, you know, you're hungry in the middle of the day, you decide you're going to get yourself two black and whites, go wash, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Or let's say, for example, you're going to have one slice of pizza, but it's eight kazesim. So according to the Mishnah Berurah's chumrah, it sounds like you should have to wash. Okay. Now.
Huh? It was interesting. I mean, we went together and he bought a slice.
Right, so the follow-up always is why. You always have to ask people why they wash them on slice. Because I always like to hear different answers. So one answer could be, you hold this like pashtida. You hold this like what we learned earlier. The pashtida, Magen Avraham and Taz.
I don't know why, they just...
Right, some people, that's the way they were trained, right? Some people...
Which one?
So we'll see. It's mamish split. Well, we're going to quote later, I guess next week, achrayim that say, no, one slice you have to wash. In Eretz Yisrael, everyone washes on one slice. That's minigat. I should say minigat. As many gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Here in America, everyone says, oh, Rav Moshe says one slice is a snack. That was Rabbi Belsky Psach. Rabbi Forrest's question about it. But many gedolim achrayim we'll get to today say, no, one slice you have. Rabbi Belsky said that he thinks that a slice of pizza is a snack. That's what he thought. He thought a slice of pizza is a snack and one slice you don't have to wash. Okay. And I
and again, it's not calling you to three in the afternoon as opposed to 12:30 when everybody else is.
Pashtus not. Maybe we'll see that it has effect. We'll see what Basha Weiss has a mahalach where he thinks it depends how you're eating the pizza. So, how you eat your pizza is gonna define if it's a suda for you or not.
But it might be that somebody like Belsky, you know, would say, but if the time comes when the Velt just seems to be saying that...
Yeah, he acknowledges that. I think so. I think everyone would agree if times have changed. Again, Rabbi Belsky's not gone. Again, he wrote... I have two articles from Rabbi Belsky. One is in Masorah, which I think was printed many, many years ago. And I put in this booklet from his Sefer Shulchan Alevi, which is a more relatively recent Sefer that he printed probably within the last 10 years. He doesn't change drastically his opinion on pizza. He pretty much writes the same thing. If it's a snack and he thinks it is viewed as a snack, then one slice is still going to be under Hamotzi. Now... we could debate that. Again, I told you, there's a study there from the USDA that came out, and the study showed 90% of Americans feel that pizza is a meal, not a snack. 90% of Americans. Now, you'll tell me, goyim are different. So I told you, in the Jewish poll, they polled 108 Jews. 64 thought it was a supper, 40 thought it was a lunch, and 4 thought it was a snack. Those are very low numbers. These were Jews. Right, that means most people thought it was a meal. Question is, which meal? Lunch or supper, right?
It depends what you're doing. In Israel, before you go to dinner, you're hungry, another 2 hours, grab a slice. That's a snack.
No, they say in Eretz Yisrael, it's more of a meal.
No, I'm saying with your intention of what you're...
So that's the question. Are my intentions going to define it? Is it up to me, little old me? Is it up to the way they do it? You know, if I polled 100 pizza store owners, what would they tell me? That's why some price can write. I spoke to the pizza owners. What do the pizza owners show you? Pizza owners want to sell it. They don't care why you're eating it. You have to poll 100 people. That's right. It's not good for business, right? So we're going to have to try to get a better handle on this. So, what? Oh, so I want to talk about soft pretzels. There's a hard pretzels... our regular pasta baba kistin, which you'd have to eat, well, you know, whatever the amount. The biggest shot is, what about soft pretzels? Those are very good. What about soft pretzels? So my son's yeshiva in Queens, they serve that as a lunch. That's lunch. It's on the menu. Soft pretzels. That's the lunch. So I forgot to ask him again. I think I asked him once before. So what do you guys do with it? Do you bench and wash on that? So that's the ganze lunch, right? So let's say like a person goes to the ballpark, right? They serve the soft pretzels. That's lunch. So you're going to tell me there's no kvisud on it? So if you remember, we had Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah told us when you look at the food and you see snack written all over it, then it becomes a possible kistin. Do you look at a soft pretzel and say snack, or you say... So most, I thought soft pretzels scream snack. That's what I think. But there are those achrayim, which hopefully we'll get to at some point, that are mesupik. Maybe soft pretzels are. But what happens if you eat three soft pretzels? Does it now become a meal? So when the yeshiva serves soft pretzels to the boys, does that now switch over at some point if they're calling it a lunch? So we'll have to hopefully get to all of that.
There's a bigger problem whether they're washing or not that they're serving their pretzels for lunch.
Yeah, that was my wife's issue. When my son came home and told me that they're having soft pretzels, so I said, my wife's like, what? That's what they're serving the kids? That didn't bother me so much. The kids eat whatever they eat. But to me, it creates an interesting shiloh. So I think they told the boys if they have one or if they have two. But again, it depends what they eat with the soft pretzel also. They serve with the soft pretzel, some form of a vegetable or tuna or something like that. That's also going to change it. So let's say, for example, again, you go to the ballpark, you go out, instead of getting the hot dog, because you say to yourself, I'm not going to get the hot dog, I don't want to wash a bench. So you say, okay, we're going to get the kids soft pretzels. Okay, did you help anything? So we'll have to get to that. So let's just finish up with this first. According to the Mishnah Berurah, there's two ways of calculating. Either three or four beitzim is one way, or you calculate it based on what normal people eat for a meal. But the Mishnah Berurah says it. He says you should be machmir and not eat something that is four beitzim. Unless you bench and wash. Okay. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan with a gewaldige chiddush.
This way you don't have to worry about the belt and everything else.
What? That's what I like about this mahalach. Right. This mahalach is great because you don't have to worry about polling people. You just work with volume. This is the numbers, you measure it, and move on. Now, it may sound weird or crazy, but... Now, the problem is the Aruch HaShulchan has even a more extreme opinion. He writes like this, number four. Good. Mr. Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Dal Beitzim Shir. V'yesh mi shecholik v'amud zeh ha'pchusa shal suda sanim. Taina the Aruch HaShulchan, he's really quoting from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, from the first Lubavitch Rebbe. But he says, no. That Gemara that was talking about Dal Beitzim, that was talking about the lowest meal. That's what you need for Eruvei Tchumen. Mamish, the basic minimum. That's not the question for our sugya. Our sugya is not, what's the basic lowest level for a meal? Our question is, what is a meal? So he says, you have to raise the number. He writes, so what do you raise the number to? He says, Avasuda Nuchaini Kachatzi Oimer. Amish last week's parsha. We were supposed to get to this last week, so we really were supposed to be on last week's parsha. That was the amount of Oimer, was the amount of mon that fell for each Jew. That means each meal was supposed to be a Chatzi Oimer. How much is a Chatzi Oimer? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shari Oimer Lugagoylis, Yarad Amon Bechoyim. Every person got an Oimer every day worth of mon for every head. The whole Gagoylis. So he wants to tell you that no, the Shir Kviya Suda is mamish like it was in the times of the Midbar. So if every person got a oimer for the day, and there were two meals back then, so it means each meal is a chatzi oimer. Okay. Ulafiza Shir Kviya Suda chatzi Shir Chalushu Litra v'chatzi. How much does that come out to be in Beitzim? About 21.2 Beitzim.
Amen.
21.2, give or take. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the shear is not four. It's 21. Now, to hit that shear, you gotta be Oig Melech HaBoshan. You gotta eat a pie pizza. Right? No, five slices. I think it's about five slices, right? If eight kazesim, if eight kazesim are one slice.
Wait, four beitzim is what?
Four beitzim is. Well, one slice is eight kazesim. Eight kazesim is four beitzim.
But
it's five slices. Which yeshiva guys can do. They definitely could do it. So, again, but this sheet. No. So that's the problem with this Aruch HaShulchan. This is really way out there. This is like, who eats like that? But this is the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not just him. It's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They both write this. Yeah. And they write, but his argument is, but Dal Beitzim is too little. He says, Dal Beitzim is so little. That's a fair, it's a good taina. Dal Beitzim is too little. So he jumps all the way up to 21. Says Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, no way. It's too big. Rav Moshe is like, no way. Says Rav Moshe, number five. Ubarach HaShulchan Siv Tezayin Kasev Shul Chatzi Shir Chalo, Aval Yi Efshol Oimer Kein, Dushum Odom Eina Oichel Litra V'Chatzi Lechem Masuda. No one eats that much at a meal. That's out there. Elo Lahagra Udi'ime Hu Asher Kachilos Odom Beinani B'chol Medina U Medina She'oimdim She'esh Medina She'oichlem Adve She'oichlem Harbi. Says Rav Moshe, I don't go with the numbers, and definitely not with the Aruch HaShulchan's numbers. But rather, I go like the Gra. What's the Gra? You average what the average person eats in that country. Because Rav Moshe acknowledges, different countries, different eating standards. Says Rav Moshe b'chol medina medina shayim dimsheish medina shayichem at v'yesh lo malchem harbi. So what do you see from Mishnah Berurah from Rav Moshe? He totally disregards this Aruch HaShulchan. He doesn't even think it's
although it's. He's still saying the one slice you shouldn't have to want because that's in our medina, as your study shows.
No,
thinks a slice of pizza is a snack.
No, no, my right. That's against. It's against. Yeah, it's against. Yeah. Right, that's a question. What would Rav Moshe say today? Now, Rav Moshe has another tshuva where he points out an interesting point. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? There's a machloikis if it's three beitzim or four beitzim. So the Mishnah Berurah said, don't eat four beitzim. Why did the Mishnah Berurah say, don't eat three beitzim? Now, how much is three beitzim? That's really little. Again, back to our math, right? Three beitzim would be how many cookies? 16 cookies. Right? Four beitzim is 20 cookies. But it's 16 cookies. So the truth is, they quote Mishim Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Asher Weiss quotes Mishim Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv actually holds three beitzim. I don't know where he saw that because I didn't see that Mishim Rabbi Eliashiv. But he quotes, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Eliashiv v'taka holds Halacha Maisa. You should not eat more than three beitzim worth of possible b'kissin unless you bench and wash. That's even less than one full slice of pizza, according to that. Says Rabbi Moshe, why wasn't the Mishnah Berurah machmer for that? So Rabbi Moshe writes number six. He says. Effective Moshe, why didn't the Mishnah Berurah go all the way and be choishes for the other sheet that holds gimel beitzim? Who mekiven the yoisenoite kedasa go dime? Says Rav Moshe, let's be honest. The Mishnah Berurah really is not in the camp of dalet the gimel beitzim. He's really in the gra camp. Lechein afshem in a roy lahachm lechatchila gam kasayim do kasher suda the area of sagi lahachm rak kasayim medal beitzim. So says Rav Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't going to go crazy over here because the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't think that we measure it by beitzim. Just the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you want to be machmir, so be machmir at least for dal beitzim. But to be machmir for gimel beitzim, nah, that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't that far. He wasn't going. So Rav Asher Weiss says a similar idea in number seven. Rav Asher Weiss writes v'chol habaki b'siguna shel Mishnah Berurah. Anyone who's an expert in learning Mishnah Berurah ro'a ba'alil shekach ikar daita halacha, you'll know that the Mishnah Berurah was not paskening that it goes by beitzim. The Mishnah Berurah just meant that it's good to be machmir. Not that he really held that way. Now, the obvious question is, if he didn't really hold that way, so why is he telling you that you can't eat more than four beitzim? It's like, you're getting it like both ways. You tell me, the Mishnah Berurah really holds it's not about amount. But the Mishnah Berurah does write black and white that you should not eat more than four beitzim. What's the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah? U'mekomakom lechatchila toiv lachosh. So you'll tell me toiv lachosh doesn't really mean that. What else does it mean? It means better not to. That's what it means. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be better not to eat four beitzim with a possible b'kissin. Says Rav Asher Weiss, the Mishnah Berurah is really not paskling like that. He's really going like the other opinion. Okay. Now, whatever you're going to calculate, let's say, for example, you're going to calculate Kviya Suda by what the people go by. Says the Berhalocha number 8, Nira Boradim Huzakin Einar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's work with age groups. Mishnah Berurah talks about two age groups, and there's one group he leaves out. What's the group he leaves out? Naroi Zakin is young and old. What other demographics did he leave out? Women. He didn't talk about women. Right? Women eat differently than men. They have much more manners than us, that's for sure. But besides for that, they eat much less than us, generally speaking. Right? Generally speaking, women eat less than the men. Or differently, we'll be politically correct. Differently than men. So the Bar Halacha doesn't discuss that group. Says the Bar Halacha, Nir Bar, Dim Huzakin, Oi Nar Shachila Samuat Beteva. Let's say men, young people and older people eat less by nature. If that's the norm for that group. Because all people in this group eat it at this amount. So what's the Bar Halacha saying? An older person will have a different shear than a younger person. So, yes. Right. So then for her, again, for her or for kids, it's partial that they have to bench and wash them on slice. So I found number 9, I found Givaldik Ashurim from Rabbi Forshimer. Forshimer is one of the senior poiskim today in Lakewood. So he writes in his Shurim, he quotes over here from the Sefer V'Sein Bracha, which is also written by Reb Badner. He writes from Ibsheimer Zalman, the Gamnoshim Yesh Lohem Shir Kviyat Latzman. Not only is it older and younger, there's a third group you left out, and that's women. Reb Shlomo Zalman said women also have to be judged on their own. Now, not everyone agrees to that psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman. If you look in the Sefer V'Zoyis HaBrocha, written by Yid, Rabbi Mandelbaum, he disagrees. He thinks that Mishnah Berurah wrote it the way he wrote it for a reason. He wrote Nar Oizokin, and he's not differentiating between genders. But Reb Shlomo Zalman held genders make a difference. So says Rabbi Forsheim, V'yesh L'stapik, Biktanim. This was my issue with kids. What happens when you have kids? The lechayra afle sheish lem ladun shek v'yisude latzman. They should have their own demographics. El demiloshan amishtaburu shekasev na'orim. He just bothered when it says nar. Does that mean like 13 to 20 and zakenim is 60 to 80? And under that we don't care? Or does nar include little kids also? So I thought nar means little kids also. So he says he's not sure. He says that the Mishtabura wrote nar. Rav Moshe talks about 13 or 14 year olds. Mashma the davka bin arim amir came v'loy b'ktanim. Ulam isa b'seifa v'zayis ha'brachas because of the gam ketanim islam shir la'atzmam. Kids have their own share also. So according to Mishtabura, there's nar, there's the youth, then there'll be another one called the children, then there'll be the middle age. Again, where do we end with this? What about people that have sensitive stomachs who don't eat so much? What about people that have this? We do exactly that. That's what Achrayim have a problem with this. That's why Achrayim said you can't get so doctor's dick over here because there'll never be an end, right? You have the group that's watching carbs and the group that's watching their cheese intake. And it never ends. There's always going to be a group of somebody doing something weird, right? So let's just keep it simple. Let's just say it's men, women, children, and those are the major groups. So he points out by Forsheim, which is something which bothers me a lot. He says, you should come out according to this, that kids have their own. So he says, Lefiza yeshul chanach liktanim kishachlim pizza. When your kid has one slice of pizza, ahainu afilu mekilim olodon pizza kibikisnin, udvaram kehena im ochlim shir kviyasuda shalem levar hamoyti bechazamazim. So when kids eat a slice of pizza, you gotta tell them, you have to wash. Mom and dad aren't washing. That's because of them. It's not a suda. But for kids, it is. I think and under 13 or 14, it's one slice is probably enough for most kids. So then they have to bench and wash, which bothers me at the other subanim that I go to. They don't have the kids bench and wash. It's not, I don't think any other subanim has it. That's the chayr bad chinuch. Because what are we teaching our children? That they don't have to, I think that's their supper. So to me, it's a big tzarechin. Unless you argue and say that the Mishtabura was never talking about little kids. He only meant Nair was like teenage kids. Okay, maybe. I'm willing to hear all possibilities. Right, right. So, I don't know. That's always the old question about chinuch, right? What is chinuch? Is such a concept of chinuch now? So we do know there is such a concept of chinuch now, right? You know, even the chinuch is that when you eat a sher kvi yisuda, you have to, that's the chinuch supposed to be. It will change when they get older. So this is something that bothers me, but that's what he writes. Now, there's a very, very important Aruch HaShulchan over here we have to see. And this goes back to the Kiddush. Let's see if we can sneak it in because we're way behind what we're supposed to get to tonight. Says the Aruch HaShulchan number 10. The Aruch HaShulchan writes he's very bothered what happens at Kiddushim. I can imagine this was a kiddush in the Vardik in the end of the 1800s. You can imagine what a kiddush looks like today. But this was a Vardik kiddush that Aruch HaShulchan died in the early 1900s, right? I think he died in 1907, 1911. Mamish, very early half of the 20th century. So you can imagine what he talks about in our kiddush. And he's like, I don't get it. Everyone's
even. It was a Vardik kiddush, not a Slabodka kiddush. So that means even less.
That's true. It's probably even more toned down than a typical Eastern European kiddush. And look what he writes. He says, "Could they limud ktsas chus?" He wants to be melamed a little chus on Klai Yisrael, and he says his limud chus is based on a riff. What does the riff say? The riff says that it's not only about how much you eat, but it's about how you eat it. What does it mean how you eat it? So the riff writes that you know when a person sits down for a meal, he gets ready to eat a meal. He takes off his jacket, he takes off his hat, he sits down at a table. He says, when you're at a kiddush, you're standing. It's not a meal. It might look like a meal. You might even eat as much as you would at a meal, but it's not a meal. Your body. Way of attending the meal defines what a meal is. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that's the heter. Everyone's standing at a kiddush. They're all standing. Right? You go to a buffet at a simcha. You can eat enough at a buffet to call it 12 sudas. But it's for the buffet. You're holding one plate. You're fighting a guy for the food. It's not, it's lacking in the entire mahos of a kviya suda. Says Rav Moshe Weiss, lefizeh, maybe let's apply that to pizza also. Says Rav Moshe Weiss, it depends how you eat the slice of pizza. If you sit down at the dining room table, the kitchen table, your desk at work, and you sit down, I'm eating it up sasuda. So after Rav Moshe Weiss, then you have to wash it on the pizza. But if you're eating it in the car, on the go, while you're going, says Rav Moshe Weiss, that's poigim that takes away from the shame suda. So this is a whole new level of kviya suda. It's not about how much you eat. It's not about what it's being used at. It's how you eat it.
So it becomes subjective.
So then, of course, this now becomes subjective. Right, that's where Rav Moshe Weiss is gathered. So I don't know how I came to this. Somehow I found this YouTube video where Rav Moshe Weiss was taking questions and answers, and some Rav was mamish from left field. How can Rav Moshe Weiss about this gather? Like, where did he come up? The guy was asking really, really amaratzistic questions. But Rav Moshe Weiss said it again, and he said, I'm convinced that this is the way you look at Kviya Suda. He said, it's posh to me, that and it's not, it's really this Aruch HaShulchan. What? Right. He says, it's based on this riff that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, that it's not just about how much, it's how you do it. When a guy's on the go, sitting in his car, on the train, that's not a meal, that's a snack. So that's a whole new way of looking at pizza.
You never supposed to eat
that way
anyway.
What? That's right. So that's what the guy was hacking him at Shining. He was hacking your Bosch Weiss. How could you write that in your safe if you're never supposed to eat like that? I'm like, oh, really? Like, you totally missed the point of the tshuva. Like, that was so not Rav Moshe Weiss's agenda. So Rav Moshe Weiss, right? He says, you're right. That's not the way you're supposed to eat, but I wasn't getting involved with that. The point of his tshuva was, and the truth is, it's not really a violation of Eichel B'Shukah Yizedem El Kelev, because if you go through Rishonim over there, they all have a different shot in that Gemara. I remember when they first started opening up restaurants, so the big thing was everyone used to eat outside. If you guys all remember, when we first started opening up after COVID, everyone had this outdoor eating. So every once in a while, someone made a hakka chayin. Oh, it's Eichel B'Shukah Yizedem El Kelev. So I gave a whole share of my shul, proving that's not pshat in the sugya. That's not how anyone learns the sugya. The only person who's not allowed to eat outside are rabbanim. Big rabbis are not allowed to eat outside. Okay. But regular people, the Gemara seems to say it's not a problem. So this guy was hacking Rav Moshe Weiss. Rav Moshe was like, no. Let me explain it to you. My purpose over here was to be magdir what parsa baba kisnan is. And it says he was very convinced, as he always is with his psakim, that that's the way you look at it. And that's really what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying. That it's not just about how much you eat, but it's how you eat. So this is a new take on pizza. And then this would be the answer for the Kiddush. This would be the answer for the smorgasbord. Everything by definition lacks the kviyas sudas. So again, that's right. You're sitting down at the table. It's not like you're eating it on the fly. Right? Sometimes the guy gives a free pizza on the street. So according to Moshe Weiss, that's not a meal. Who eats outside, right? But Blineder will have to get to more tomorrow. Next week, we'll see Blineder, other ways of defining it. And hopefully next week, we'll finish the entire sugya and move on to a different topic.